This is KUT. 102 people died on Austin's roads last year. Now the city's traffic safety plan, called Vision Zero, has begun its final walk through boards and commissions before going to the full Austin City Council. The city's Public Safety Commission was up Monday. As KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, the commissioners weren't happy, but they also didn't say much.
At first, Commissioner Mike Levy wanted to postpone talk on the city's plan to cut down on traffic deaths.
About the only thing I can say is the pictures are pretty.
In November 2014, City Council members approved assembling a Vision Zero task force to help draft the city's new traffic safety plan. Levy was part of that task force. But when the plan was laid out last night, he felt like the recommendations of the task force and the commission had not been heard. He started first with this statistic.
34% of all fatalities involved an unlicensed driver.
Levy was upset to find that an earlier recommendation from the commission to impound the cars of unlicensed drivers and those with suspended licenses had not been included in the plan. Then there was city staff's recommendation to shorten driver license renewal from 6 to 4 years. Commissioner Kim Rossmo didn't feel great about that one.
I'm about as wild as having to go to the DMV office more often than as I would be sleeping on a bed of cacti.
Plus, as one commissioner pointed out, only the state has the power to change license renewal periods. Ultimately, commissioners spent less than 20 minutes discussing the 94-page document. They told city staff to assess what other cities do to address those who repeatedly drive with no license or a suspended one. The final Vision Zero plan will head to the Council Mobility Committee on May 9th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.